Accountants around the country have been busy poring over the new tax laws. Commentator and tax attorney Christy Bjornerud says they're finding a few unexpected taxpayer benefits.
Imagine a bunch of tax attorneys and financial planners gleefully kicking up their wingtips in a dance of such unpremeditated joy that they actually loosen their ties. Not to worry, they're not flashing back to the summer of love. These professionals are simply displaying a delayed response to the new tax act. The act has been rightfully criticized as a complicated patchwork of phase-ins and phase-outs, including a phony repeal of the estate tax. But there are also treasures embedded within. Of course, those of us receiving checks in the mail already knew that this tax package came wrapped in a bow, but there's much more to it than the bald-faced bribe of a rebate check. For instance, say mom and dad put money away in what's known as a qualified tuition program to pay for little Susie's higher education. It used to be that little Susie had to pay tax on the earnings. Now, that tax is gone. Little Susie's going to love that because it's basically free money. Compliments of Uncle Sam. Another provision allows us to increase our contributions to various retirement plans. For example, since 1981, contributions to traditional IRAs have been limited to $2,000 per year. Now we can contribute up to $5,000 by the year 2008. That's $5,000 that Uncle Sam doesn't get to tax that year. And anyone over 50 who's been eyeing their retirement nest egg and thinking that it looks a little meager has a new opportunity. They can now make additional contributions to their IRA in order to catch up. It just pulls at the heartstrings that Congress would be so darn nice to people over 50. I wonder if it has anything to do with the voting power of the AARP. Sure, these are just little items in the grand scheme of the new tax act. But in the world of financial planning, these provisions amount to manna from heaven, precious gifts from Congress. So grab all the little tax goodies you can before legislative remorse kicks in. It's only a matter of time before Congress comes to its senses, realizes the full extent of its largesse, and snatches these opportunities away from us in a fit of fiscal prudence. It wouldn't be the first time.
The comments of Christy Bjornerud, a tax attorney in Portland, Maine.